Good evening, my brothers and sisters. Once again, this is your brother Paul Orphan coming to you on my Facebook page and also on YouTube. Some of you are also going to take me on Instagram and Spotify, which is only radio, and also some might also have me on TikTok. Tonight, I'm going to continue the lesson that we've been having over a month now, and the topic is the judgment day. Now let me tell you that I've now moved to Ghana, so I'm on holiday, but it's important that we continue this lesson because this will help us to prepare ourselves for the coming judgment. Now, to recap what we have learned for the past month, two things come into mind. The first one, we noted that the judgment day is real. So the first point I want you to understand, or we established from my previous videos under this topic, is that the judgment day is real. And the second point we've also discussed is whether or not there are warning signs of his coming or the end time, and which we based on Matthew chapter 24, and we find out that the things that Matthew chapter 24 is saying are not related to the end time, but it was Jesus was discussing about the destruction of Jerusalem. Though when you come to verse 36 of Matthew chapter 24, then Jesus, you know, gave us some hint about what is going to happen on the final judgment day, which he said there wouldn't be any warning. So we are aware of this. Now tonight we're going to continue from where we left. Now what we are going to tackle tonight is about the rapture. Now, what is the rapture? You see, one of the doctrines about the end time from our Pentecostal and our charismatic brethren is the rapture. Probably you've heard it before. Now, the first time I heard about the rapture, I was in primary school in the 70s. Though I was young, I can recall clearly that the people were scared, thinking that the rapture was going to happen in those days. Now, since then, I've been hearing from some religious bodies making loud noises about the coming of this rapture. The question is, what is this rapture at all? And is this something that the Bible teaches? What is this rapture? And we go into the Bible if it's something that the Bible teaches. You see, according to those who believe in this rapture, they define it as the transporting of believers to heaven at the second coming of Christ. Some believers will be transported to heaven at the second coming of Christ. And to them, this kind of transport is going to be a secret, we understand. It's going to be in secret, where people will be taken in the thin air that some might not even see them, you understand. Though the Bible teaches that the righteous will go to heaven with Christ on the judgment day, the doctrine of rapture, as taught by these groups of Christians, contradict what actually will happen on the second coming of our Lord. If the rapture is something to consider, or is something that the Bible teaches, then there will be more than one appearance of Jesus on the last day. Or there will be more than one judgment day. If we have to consider what this rapture is and the way, what they taught about this, they teach about this rapture, it means there will be more than one judgment, or more than one appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ. So this is what we're going to consider, and then use the Bible to prove whether or not this is a biblical teaching or is a false doctrine. You see, those who believe in this rapture, they teach that first Jesus will come and secretly take the righteous people away, leaving the ungodly behind on this earth. That's what they teach. Jesus will come secretly and take the righteous people. You understand? They have even made movies and have written many books to back these kind of erroneous teachings. But the Bible is clear about Jesus' return. It will not be in secret. All eyes are going to see him, according to Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. And I read, Revelation chapter 1, verse 7 says, "Behold, he is coming with a cloud, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, or who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will wail on the account of him." Even so, amen. So, it's not going to be in secret. The scripture says, every eye will see him, including those who pierced him. Now, according to Acts chapter 1, verse 11, when Jesus was taken up in heaven, his final taken up in heaven, there were two angels who appeared from the cloud, and they saw the apostles gazing up in heaven. And this is the words of the angels. Now, this will give us an idea what the second coming of Jesus Christ is going to be. So I read from Acts chapter 1, verse 11. Here, the angel said to the apostles, "Men of Galilee," I'm reading, "why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus, who was taken out from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." Do you understand that? The angels, you know, told them that this Jesus whom they, you know, taken up into heaven will come the same way, which means if they saw him going, they will see him, people will see him coming. So there's nothing secret about Jesus coming. So if the rapture teaches that people are going to be transported secretly, that no one will see them, then that teaching is erroneous, it's false teaching, and it doesn't tally with what the scripture is saying here. Again, if you read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, it says, Jesus' return will be accompanied by a noisy scene. It's going to be noisy. You understand? Everybody will hear him coming, will see him coming. There's nothing secret about Jesus' return. And I read from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. Scripture says, and I read, it says, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven." He's talking about the final day. "With a cloud of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first." Do you understand? The Lord himself is going to descend from heaven with a cloud of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God. Is it what you call a secret? Jesus is coming again, and all eyes will see him, including those who pierced him. It's not going to be secret. So, what you called rapture is nothing but what? A false doctrine. It doesn't have any leg in the scriptures at all, has no basis at all in the scriptures. Now, those who teach about this rapture also teach that Jesus will return and set up his kingdom on earth and reign for 1,000 years. That's what they teach. Jesus is coming back and set up his kingdom. And here, it's going to be after the rapture, the so-called rapture, after people have been transported in a thin air. People have been secretly taken away by Jesus. Then Jesus will come on earth here as a king and reign for 1,000 years. You see, they use Revelation chapter 20, verse 4 to 6 as their proof. Even though the text there does not talk about any earthly setup of kingdom. Unfortunately, these apocalyptic phrases in the book of Revelation have been taken literally. But it shouldn't be taken literally. And that is why people misinterpret the scriptures. Because they don't know which is apocalyptic language or which is a plain language. You understand? But I'm not treating the book of Revelation, so I'm not going there. But there is nothing said about Jesus going to, set up earthly kingdom on earth. You read and tell me. You understand? It doesn't talk about earthly kingdom being, set up on this earth. You see, Jesus said to Pilate, when he was questioned about whether or not he was a king, and he said to Pilate, "Yes, I'm a king, but my kingdom is not of this world. It's not an earthly one." John chapter 18, verse 36. So those who are saying that Jesus Christ is going to set up a kingdom on earth and reign for 1,000 years, Jesus is saying he's not going to establish any physical kingdom on earth. He said, my kingdom is not of this world. It's not an earthly one. So why are you teaching this? This is false teaching. Jesus will rather redeem the righteous into his eternal kingdom in heaven. That is where he's going. Not on this earth, on this planet here. Not on this earth. At the judgment day. I'm talking about the judgment day. He's not going to establish any kingdom. What you people don't know is that Jesus already has his kingdom on earth as we speak now. Probably as this lesson is going on, you will understand what I'm saying. It's not a judgment day that Jesus is going to set up a kingdom here. Now, if we read John chapter 14, verse 3, he says to his disciples, that is Jesus, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again." To do what? To set up a kingdom? No. He said, "I will come again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be there." Jesus is in heaven. He is coming to take the righteous, the redeemed, to heaven. He didn't say, "I'm coming to set up a kingdom and reign for 1,000 years. So again, the teachings about rapture is false teaching. It's erroneous doctrine. And it doesn't fit what the scripture is saying here. So that is what Jesus Christ said. "I'm going and I'll come back and take you with me, and where I am, there you also may be." Jesus is not going to set up another kingdom. He's already in his kingdom. He's a king, and he reigns forever. He reigns in both in heaven and on earth. Jesus is a king. His kingdom on earth is also known as his church. Remember in Matthew chapter 18, verse 16, chapter 16, verse 18, rather, Jesus said, "I will build my church. And Peter, I'll give you the keys of the kingdom." So Jesus Christ called his church, the church of our Lord Jesus Christ, he called it as his kingdom. So as we speak now, Jesus has his kingdom on earth. But it's not a physical structure that you will see. Jesus is not going to establish any physical structures and reign for 1,000 years at the judgment day. No. But what we know is that Jesus already has his kingdom both on earth and heaven. He's a king. And his church, which is his kingdom, still on earth. And that is what we preach to you, that you look for Christ's church. Because Colossians chapter 1 verse 13 says, God has transferred us Christians into the kingdom of his beloved Son. If there's no kingdom, how would God transfer anyone into this kingdom?